Blog Talk Radio.
Later on, maybe we can keep
about you, I can play you if you win it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop. And by the way, my name's Hip Hop. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. But he's still the most best, and the way we danced made my feelings evolve. Cause with his hands he was killing me softly. Then he got on stage in front of all the screens and told them all a story about the girl of his dreams. How her legs fit her jeans like the world's in between. Met her on the way to Brooklyn, but he called her his queen. And on the real he had an ill flow, swag that could kill shows. Something about the way he spoke made me feel whole, made me feel told. Damn, it was attracting. Had him screaming hip hop, everybody clapping. Presence was a gift, must be why they call it rapping. Told him he would make it big, he said he never thought it happened. Back then I seen him going platinum like his chain was. A future where everybody knew what his name was. We fell in love and said nothing would ever change us. Even though people told us that's what the game does. Even Pop said, baby, don't get used to him. He just wanna zoom and zoom, zoom in your boom boom. He'll hit the moon soon, watch what it'll do to him. What he's saying now, watch him pick a new tune. Still I stay true to him, told him that he's not. Cause all I ever cared about was hip hop. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah. Yes, yes. I used to love him because we had a lot in common. Back when all he had was a speaker box and rhyming. I was proud to see him shine, getting treated like a star. But it seemed the more he rose, more I seen him from above. Labels told him he'll be next to Buzz if he made songs about sex and drugs. I told him, never mind that, speak from your heart. Why gain the world and lose your soul just to creep up the charts? But he never answered me, just told me that he loved me and how I was the world. He never put nothing above me. Now all he rap about is fucking bitches getting money. Every week a different song, every pick a different honey. I don't think this shit is funny. That ain't cool, you got me looking like a dummy. Tell me that ain't true. Am I a fool or the only one that ain't fool? What happened to the real hip hop? That ain't you, damn. Should've listened when they told me I was wrong for you. But you showed me what art is and I was drawn to you. We used to be so in tune, I wrote the song for you. Cause every once in a while I still mourn for you. Rip to hip hop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. Don't stop, but once you consist, it's gold to drop.
Friday.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Working too hard, dog. Working too hard.
But you know what? It's another Friday, and we're still rocking out. Everything, we wasn't able to come to y'all yesterday, and we apologize. We was rocking the show and everything. We was doing what Shadow Week does, but we come into y'all right now. So, you're welcome. Don't mention it. Yeah. And in case y'all don't know who I am, I don't know how y'all don't know who I am by now, but it's the Mr. Everything, the cold word, chiller, shadowy, gorilla, crush the gallons, you get to me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's the next to blow. Lego. And my co-host?
Yeah. They know me, man. Come on. Stop playing. They know me. I ain't got to say my name. It was good.
You always fucking up shit. Really?
I ain't
You just gotta understand.
Nah, fuck that. You just gotta understand. Certain niggas just don't gotta introduce themselves.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm one of the niggas.
Hollywood shit.
Hey,
Hollywood.
Good, man.
Let the Hollywood begin. Of course. You would do this shit on a Friday. Let the Hollywood begin and go.
Nah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. It's Old Flame, man. Y'all know who it is. That's all I got, man. That's all they get, man. Busy. My mind in a million fucking places right now. It's fucking kids in the background and shit. What's going on,
man? We got a great show lined up. We got new music. We got major headlines, and we're giving the recaps of the Queen of Ring Do or Die that we attended Saturday. So it's gonna be a live show.
Yeah, that joint was crazy, man.
Super crazy.
I draw like a movie out there, motherfucker.
Word. And we was live in the building. We made major connections that will be coming to the show very, very soon. Stay tuned for that because me and Flynn got some shit under the works that y'all really gonna love. Trust and believe. Y'all gonna love us even more than y'all already do. Y'all really are. Like, when you say, well, we got planned out, y'all gonna love us more than you already do. I put my stamp on that. Feel me? Yeah. Put my stamp on it. Other than that, we're gonna give y'all what y'all came here for. We're gonna give y'all this music. You know? That's what y'all came here
for. We got some new shit for, don't we?
Yeah, we got some Team Hami shit.
Team Hami. That shit, that whole fucking project crazy.
I know, that thing is tough. I was listening to that yesterday. Crazy. Guys with Team Hami all day and everything. Y'all know what it is. But, shoot, I'm going to be on my theme right quick because I want to play some me because I really don't play a lot of me that much on the show. I really don't. So I'm going to get into some my music, probably some Old Flame music, and we're going to get right back at y'all. I might throw a little mix in there, see what I create in my head. So we're going to get right back at y'all. This first track is going to be the I just dropped this video about a week and a half ago. Forgive me for being lost. Great message. And, yeah, just listen to it. Open your ears. Learn some. You know what it is. You rock with the show. Next to blow. Lag out.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us. And look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect, but we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
Dear God, this is a letter to you. If you get mad at me because of this, I'm sorry. But this is just how I feel.
show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mine, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost, show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mine, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost, looking up to the heavens, searching for my answers there, walking with a brave face, but I'm so scared of my future, or if I ever get to see it, after two lost kids, a father, will I get to be it, walking through fields, thinking who I can confide, cause my questions in life ain't getting replied, looking for you, because I don't believe these preachers, I want to understand the lesson, but you gave me such new teachers. As my brother's keeper, I keep him close to my heart. We live to your expectations, at least for the most part. But when rent is due and we got kids to feed, we can't pay our bills with kindness and good deeds. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping at us, born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupt and never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost, show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. When I look for holy water, I find liquor. You say the devil is a liar, but he answers back quicker. Listening for your voice, trying to find the clarity. But he telling me get them before they bury me. And I value my life, though he won my soul at the price. Preparing for hell, cause I'm living so trite. And we both know you're not gonna let me in them gates. So why I still feel regret of the decisions I make? When you didn't give me the reasoning, why Rich got locked down, why Darius got hit, why Wolf got shot down. I know this sound blasphemous, but tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me, at least give me a clue. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping now that's born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupted, never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost, if your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed, if you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced, give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost.
Welcome to my my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage.
Neighborhood watch at niggas. Y'all want me to turn on me, box y'all niggas. Middle of the ring, toe to toe, catch the beam. Cause I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can catch a 1-2. My microphone hot on these 1-2. Get a wheel for the pill, piece of nice shoes. These kicks cost $1.06. Fly too. Go hard in the yard. The old school Chevy, bring them broads to my orphanage. Ragging muffin to a supermodel, I be poking it. LB status unknown, why you joking, bitch? All on my own, in my zone for the heavy cake. Ain't even my birthday, but I be getting hella cake. Mashing down the highway, the flyway, pump your brakes. Or you can get dropped off back at the orphanage.
Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage.
Son of these niggas who think of the shit that changed they diapers. Starting for my niggas and they craving for my lifers. When I'm on the scene, I be chilling like a motherfucker. But I got some goons that be killing like a motherfucker. Nigga, half you niggas stole my flow. Every single set on, every single show. Half you motherfuckers on me, though. Damn, you acting like you don't know. Must I remind you, nigga? My name alone is the only reason they find you, niggas. Ha ha. Fucking the hot shit. Make me laugh. Flaming wacky fucking fag. Oh, man. Fucking swag. Grizzly monster of beast. Eating up every beat. Chopping up in the streets. Rappers popping them on a day to see. Watch my revenue increase. It's addicted to speed. Hopping in a body bag. Jumping on records with me. You gotta be crazy. My style is like 380s. They're back and they're back in the back. And camels that look like Jay-Z. Trappers, D4s, or babies. Who play bitters on top of a mind. Press me in all ladies. We're rocking lives. You're attached to a spine. When I rhyme, it's like kidnapping a cop. Go on a spree committing crime. With a sock full of nickels and dimes. A stagger every time I step in the booth with my eyes closed. Stop hit first into my life. But when you try to copy my flow, I'm rival like Michael dancing the pyro. Or R. Kelly doing the spiral.
I'm fresher than the bakery. Pocket full of bread, cause your girl up on a cakery. Me, no, still high. See, you been mistaking me. I grew up with a lame like you. That bitch can never play with me. Me, so real. I dishonor all the fakery. Live real, die real. That's where my money's taking me. Got the niggas paying me. Ready to come and lay with me. But when I tell her mama's like, they don't know what to say to me. Silver dollar fresh. Take your $1 million guess. Chanel, Fendi, I'm $1 million mess. Diamonds on my wrist, 10,000 on my neck. I'm covered in bills, got the whiskey on the check. Bitch, real, real rap, or either get body, destroy rap bitches. Clearly it's a hobby, get nice, cut high. Pop bottles of Bacardi, give a toast to being grown. And you don't fuck with Barbies, let's go. They addicted to the swag. I'm a bag full of coke. They like the way it smells, so it's staying under their nose. My name stay in their mouth. I make sense, I suppose. I'm hot, I'm ice, I'm fire, I'm cold. All this money keep me warm, but my wrist is fucking cold. Let's not pretend that you really into men. You really prefer the ladies. You just got it right from him. All this pressure.
club, trying to blame it on Ciroc. Last week, you were sober when you hit up my inbox, saying, I'm not gay, I just like you all a lot. But Jada, if I was, then you need the three dots. Girl, it's time for you to stop all this wasting you've been doing. Knock the numbers off the clock. I know it, I'm rude, I'm blunt like weed. Nigga, this is a hit, so fuck the verse three, let's go.
Shit is that? I'm just saying. So he gonna be no change. And when he comes to the bank, this is how it's gonna go. It's gonna came to the bank, got my wallet missing. Pulled up in the bed, got my wallet missing.
y'all ain't right.
Hey, you know what? I just talked about the bay. We already talked about the bay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you already got me queued up.
Yeah.
I think we need to welcome to the bay. We just need to welcome him to the bay. Come on, 2 Chainz. Come back onto the bay. Come out to the bay.
Well, probably introduce it for the people.
Hey, this is your boy Dope Ass Music with my main dude, Bugs Bazaar. Shout out to my man, Smoother Dude. Volume 2, we on that BZ. This is Welcome to the Bay. Yeah, we took Jeezy's beat. Yeah, we did. Go ahead, slap that shit, crush.
You rocking with the show. It's next to Blow. Lag out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Hey, yo, what's up, world? It's your boy Smooth, a.k.a. The Voice of the Underground. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the California Mixtape. It's Coast to Coast Mixtapes, baby. Let's go.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs.
What'd it do? BMG.
Yay!
Dope ass music in the building.
I come on the scene so fresh and clean in a box top shelf, candy apple green. Stunting people out the driver's seat. Bay boy in the house, BMG. Dope, that's who I be. Keep the bay on my chest like Ebody. Keep a G Body and extend the clip. Girls get sprung when I extend the. Let me get it. Watch me rip it. Food line, I want a meal ticket. Come for a visit, it's so exquisite. From the town to the rich, we swing them shit. Steady mobbing, keep the speakers throbbing. Keep mask on like Batman and Robin. Always robbing, girls always vibing. Old school smobbing, ducking and stroking. Sideshow Oakland, it's what we do. While yelling out, nigga, what it do? We act a fool, it's an attitude. You feel it when you hear this groove. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, cause I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or gold things. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Yeah, break it, yoke it. We're off from both. Bugs on the mic, shut out to ride it for a minute. I get good on the nigga if we beefing. I'm feeling a little froggy as these bullets through the leaf. And we all run. Welcome to the bay. We split wings and dick. Bring that push it this way. Please, my niggas pack military artillery. You better fall back in the shade. You don't want to feel the heat. You might as well go and let it swing. I be throwing up the knots. I'm doing the damn thing. I know you smell the rubber. I know you see the smoke. Sort of like the pussy out the real nigga pose. We upgraded from Buick to Sabres to Benzins and Lax. We making that pay.
Satisfied, everything, all gravy. You know, yo, Flynn, how you saw the commercial for the Satisfied yet?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, they say you talk about now cut from whole potatoes. Am I, like, what would they cut from before if they wasn't whole potatoes?
Ain't no telling.
That was just something that, concerned me. You feel me? But,
it's cut,
Sling,
cut from them.
We got to be on different behavior now.
Huh?
Huh?
I said it was cut from that bitch with gums from McDonald's.
Don't talk about that bitch again. Do not talk about that. That non-tooth having happened. But Frank,
yeah,
stop
crazy.
It. We got to be on good behavior.
Why?
This boss lady here.
I'm a rebel. I go against the grain.
I like my job, damn it. Don't start. I like my job. That's to the boss and everything. I'm about to bring her in. Boss lady, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Kinsey. Yo, shout out to Flame. Flame, what did you say? You're a rapper?
I said I'm a rebel.
Oh, I thought you said you're a rapper, so you can't be on your good behavior.
I'm that too, but. Yeah, I'm a rebel first. You know what I mean?
Well, it's okay. I'm a rebel, too.
I know you are. That's why I knew you would respect that, though.
Well, fuck it. I'm going to be my natural crush.
Fuck it. Be on your good behavior, crush. You already showed your true colors. Go ahead and be a good boy.
Damn that. I mean, if everybody want wild the fuck out, shit, I want wild the fuck out. It's on Friday, damn it. I want to wild out. Turn up.
Well, you can turn up. Hey, it's okay. I'm turned down today. I'm just exhausted. So I'm actually in the bed about to go to sleep. And so I totally forgot you was coming on air tonight. Dope tagged me in that little
tagline
click bullshit.
All day, tagline click and everything. I was about to say something so slick, but I ain't trying to get fired today.
Nah, what y'all go? How'd y'all show go yesterday?
It was alright.
Yeah,
it was alright.
What you mean it was alright? Like, what happened? Let's talk about it.
We kind of don't want to.
You what?
It was like,
yo, that shit was whack. That shit was whack, yo.
Why? What was it?
It was like two people there.
What was it?
There were two people there.
And y'all were the two people?
It was like two people. Yeah, we brought the most people there, and it wasn't even our show.
Wow. I thought it was supposed to be like this big old, big event thing.
That's what we thought.
That's what we thought, too.
Yeah.
They sold y'all. What was it supposed to be? Like, what did they say it was?
Nah. All right. Yeah, I don't even know what to say.
No.
I don't know what to say. I mean, to keep it 100,
right,
like,
Rebel? Go ahead, Rebel.
I'm cool with the cats that was putting the show together. You know what I'm saying? They kind of involved with the circle that we involved in. But the main cat, he on tour. He doing like a tour or whatever. He was actually the freestyle champion on 106 in Park, named Mike Voss. You know what I'm saying? So he from the area or whatever. So he doing like his little tour or whatever. He stopped in our city. So I rocked out with him. So, you know, we came through to show love, but nobody else had that same thought, I guess. Like, I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? It was a little crazy thought.
And this was the dude that was on 106 Apart?
Yeah.
And that just shows you, artists, 106 Apart will not make you, so.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But I don't take nothing from him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he a dope artist, but somebody dropped the ball somewhere.
This promotion team need to be shot.
Well, don't you guys only have a population of like 50 anyways in Delaware? So.
Yo, stop playing. Like,
and it's still, hold on, and it's still snowing in Minnesota?
No, it's not, actually. I like that, Chris. You try to shout back at me, but it's okay.
Love you, man. Don't fire me. I like my job.
It's okay. No, but actually, you know what's crazy is it's supposed to be snowing. That's what they've been saying. It's going to start snowing here because it's snowing out there in, like, the west, upper west, I guess. Excuse me.
Queen Tiger.
I am. I'm exhausted. I've stayed up all day. Like, I'm moving into a new crib at the end of the month. So, yeah, I'm just. I have a lot of
time.
Yeah, come on. You can stay with me.
Girl, I'm staying. I'm going to Minnesota. Bye. Go to Minnesota.
You is silly. But yeah, so it's got a lot of stuff going on and But yeah. Shout out to y'all. Can I get a request in before I go?
What you mean?
I want to hear something by my artist, Simply Candy Baby. First and foremost, if you guys are tuned in, make sure you guys go Google her, follow her. Everything is Simply Candy Baby. When I mean everything, I mean everything is Simply Candy Baby. From Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, SoundCloud, Reverb, YouTube, Instagram, everything is the way it's spelled. And, yeah, follow me on Twitter too, at Miss Queen T. But, yeah, my timeline gonna be dead after a couple hours. A couple minutes. I apologize. I need some entertainment. Come on.
We about to get into the entertainment because.
I know one of y'all can sing.
I used to sing back in the day. You already know. But wait, my voice is set up now. it's not really rocking like that no more.
What was you about to say? You know what? What you can sing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
I know. So since y'all got bars, y'all some rap artists, y'all some hip hop artists, y'all can do poetry. So watch y'all. Since y'all can't sing, y'all should start doing like poems and poetry for the ladies. Like,
see, I can do that. I got a poetry background. That's what I was doing before I started spitting and everything. I think I might start it back up. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Cause you know how like. Rappers, they be like, damn, I wish I can sing. You know how, like, rappers be like, damn, I wish I can sing to get the ladies or whatever. Well, shit, y'all got bars, so put them bars in the poetry and, you know, make some poems for the ladies. Hey, there you go.
I know. I got 116 that every chick I ever spit it to, I got them wet. So,
oh, man.
I'm good.
Yeah. So y'all be popping out there on Fridays? Like, y'all got clubs and stuff in Delaware?
Yeah, it should be popping out here.
For real.
I don't just step down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll be popping out here. There's always a lot of shit going on. We got a show tomorrow night that's going to be real popping. My boy, DJ Incredible Edible, shout out to him. Bring us a dot X through. We're going to be rocking out there.
Where's that at? In Philly?
Here in Delaware. In Delaware, Mojo Maine. You know what I'm saying? That's like our shelter, you know what I mean, for Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like our venue as far as like hip-hop go. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be a nice crowd. It ain't going to be like last night.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be like last night. like last night.
Right. Well, Oh, yeah, they're all right there. Speaking of Delaware, I want to give a shout-out to my boy, my bestie, AC. Shout-out to him and his crew. They're doing a lot of different things out there. You know, that's my bestie. Make sure you guys check him and Nitty out on Team Nitty Radio every Sunday. WVUD.org.
Make
sure y'all go out to Club Lavish, you know what I'm saying? AC be there like every Friday night, you know what I'm saying? So go out to Club Lavish.
Damn,
you probably heard tonight, nothing about it. So definitely got to support the home team. He just mad because they about to start a little dating show for him.
They about to what?
They about to start a little dating show for him.
Oh, gosh. Cute. Like, they going to have, like, song of the day. You know how, like, they done Team Nitty Radio, like, song, heartbreak song of the day.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I don't know why y'all don't do, like, a heartbreak song of the day. Like, Crush has a heartbreak song.
I'm not trying to put myself through that misery again.
Like Flame, since, like, you're his, like, co-host and all every Thursday, you know, lately or whatever, you might as well just, you know, pop up with a heartbreak song for him every Thursday, like the intro song or something.
He just said he's about to teach me how to work the soundboard, so once he do that, you already know it's going to be yours.
Now I ain't teaching you shit.
You already know. You talking about having them do poetry. You already know what them poems going to be about.
You know what? Y'all ain't going to be ganging up on me. Because y'all ain't going to be ganging up on me, okay? Because I don't appreciate it.
That verified.
Hold on. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. He is so silly.
I know that jackass too.
I'm trying to load this shit.
Shout out to Dope, but you're a jackass. Yeah.
I love Dope. But I'm still team dark skinned. Sorry, Dope.
Yep. Hold on. Does my chocolate count? Like, I'm like toxic.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not light skinned, so I like dark brown to like chocolate to no, I don't like them too dark though. No, but yeah, I'm attracted to darker skin too. Sorry, I'm light skinned. Why would I want another light skinned person next to me?
Yeah, just that'd be a high yellow combination.
Right. Oh hell no. Don't said what's to say. Snap back, and y'all only have 9 people or something. I don't get it. Now tuned in. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I had to read it. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. Bring Dope on. Still on there?
Huh?
Is Dope still in there?
Yeah. We're about to get into these other callers too, Queen Dope.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
All right,
love you too.
All right, bye, Flame. Bye, Crush. Okay. Now I gotta get myself together. Because the next person I'm bringing in, gotta get my flex on for a second. Okay. All right. Yeah, caller, you're live on the air. Next Flow Radio, rocking with the show.
Well, how do you do? Sounding all extra depressed when I get on there.
No, it's not extra depressed. It's not depressed. It's not. It's very warm.
Trying to flex and shit.
Yeah, because This call is near and dear to my heart.
Are you okay?
This call is near and dear to my heart, you know what I'm saying? But introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. It's Carter Blue.
Carter!
Check me out. Oh, God. Don't do that. Get shit out of me. It's Care Bear, also known as Carter Blue. Yeah, you can catch me on Thursday nights on Girl Talk Thursday on Blast Your Thoughts. And tonight, which is Friday, you can catch me on Smooth to Do, which is Carter Blue Takeover. So make sure you come have fun.
What time you going
have some
on?
Fun with us. In an hour.
What time you going? Oh.
Huh? Yeah, an hour.
Oh, cool. So as soon as y'all leave here, y'all can go check out Carter. Hey, that worked. Thank you. Now you got a time where I can actually listen to you.
Yeah, man, you guys got to come. Huh?
You can stop a bending to me. I have no, nobody loves Crush.
I love you. I miss
That's why I got to get a dating show. We rock.
Chilling. I ain't doing shit.
Are you guys even working?
Who, me?
We always working.
Yeah, okay.
We always working.
Yeah, I was actually saying, in the middle of putting my set list together for tomorrow's show.
They watching?
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
We working, they watch.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say that I'm going to be dropping a mixtape real soon called No Days Off, so make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. And also my brother Matori's Lobster and Cocaine mixtape coming out too, so make sure you tune out for that. And my boy Question, just a reminder, dropped yesterday, so make sure you go cop that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, post me the link so I can network them.
Okay. I will,
And that No Days Off, Shadow E is definitely on there, aren't we?
Say what?
Shadow E is definitely on No Days Off, right?
Yeah, I still gotta do some work on it, so yeah. But I'll let you know when it drops. It's going to be all over my Facebook, Twitter, probably my Instagram, too.
I need to talk about your Instagram.
Why? What happened?
Yeah. That pic that you took today, damn.
What happened?
Damn. Damn, sexy.
Oh, Lord. I just look normal. So, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to believe that for right
and
now.
Wait. And then I just want to give a quick youngest son today. It's his birthday. He's 7. And, yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to him. Because he's about to give me hell in, like, right now.
Have fun with that.
Alright, I'm going to put myself on mute. So,
Hi,
baby. All right. Thank you.
Even somebody's birthday.
I know. Okay, I'm
Hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, we here. I feel better now. We're going to get into these. Damn. You want to get into a music break and then get into the headlines? Oh, man. Matter of fact, hold on. Right before we get into headlines, we had to bring it to the Trinity. Trinity Assemble. If that nigga's still here, if he ain't high, asphalt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on air. What's up? I didn't realize.
What's
up? What's good, man? It's asphalt on here.
We rocking.
Yeah. Got all the ladies on the show. I like that. It's nice.
Yeah, I love it.
I see.
You know, I feel good when the ladies call in. That's when I'm in my boat. I don't like talking to niggas that much.
Why? Were we boring to you?
Yeah.
Don't have enough to talk about.
I just don't like talking.
Why,
like,
niggas are kids?
Why
talk shit?
Hey, if it ain't about business, why am I talking to niggas? Like, really?
I respect
and
that.
The only niggas I really talk to is y'all two, being y'all my brothers. So, therefore.
I respect that.
So, what's goody with you?
Oh, me? Oh, man.
Yeah. Well.
What's goody with me? All right, let me think. That's an interesting question today, of all days. What's goody with me? What's good with me is I'm trying not to focus on the bad things around me. That's what's good with me. Yeah. I just got back from New York today, man, and I didn't have too happy a moment, you feel me? With the whole
Would you go to New York?
I went this morning.
I was about to say, you was just with us yesterday.
Yeah, I went this morning and got back this afternoon. I had to go for court, you know, I'm trying to see my kids, and it's not going so well.
Shout out to the fathers that want to be in their kids' lives.
Yeah, man. I'm just not. It's hard enough trying to do this shit for your kids, doing it out of state, man. But then you gotta worry about female grabbing your kids and dipping. You can't find them.
Hey, you should just keep up that effort. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, I got it.
Yeah.
I just found out I got a whole lot of other stuff I got to do now, because now I don't have anybody who could possibly find to locate this broad to serve her the papers in order to take her to court. I'm not even going to talk about where my head went. It's not on-air stuff to discuss.
That was good with your music, man.
Oh, man. I'm working on, God, man, how many mixtapes we working on? Shoot. I'm working on my volume 2 to the X-Files, you know, cop that X-Files, go to Bandcamp, you know, Asphalt the Veteran, AZFALTTHEVETERAN at Bandcamp.com, or that piff, you know what I mean, cop that X-Files volume 1, man. I'm working on a volume 2, I'm working on my man Meech's Pardon the Interruption, you know what I mean, we're going to be working on that, trying to get that jumping. We got the Shadowy compilation that we working on. Man, we got a lot of work coming at them, dog. I'm trying to tell you. The Shadowy compilation that we working on. And then other than that, you know, we got a couple videos that's about to drop. Hopefully soon. I should be finishing them soon. I'm working on 3 at the moment. And I think I might be finished the 1 joint. Man, that upload time, it sucks ass, though, dog. That's the only thing that pisses me off, the rendering. But you already know about that, so we're not going to discuss that on air. That's boring talk for these people who listening in who only really want to hear about hip-hop.
Yeah.
And at that moment,
no,
that's
man,
when the silence comes in, like, let me shut the fuck up.
We all can't be computer geeks.
Yeah, I know, right? Yep, that's me. Me and me only. freaking rapper,
you know,
videographer extraordinaire.
You know what? It's time to get back to the music.
Flame, don't
so,
be trying to take my title.
Huh?
I said, Flame, don't be trying to take my title. You got to put a different belt on. If mine is the world title, nigga, you got to rock the WCW or the WWE title or something, nigga. You can't wear my title. Yeah, I make your own belt up.
And I'm happy with the Intercontinental. I'm happy with the Intercontinental.
Yeah, you can have that.
Yo, let's get some of that Team Miami.
Say it again?
Let's get some of that Team Miami.
I'm definitely about to do that and everything. We definitely gonna get that spinning. We about to do a quick mix and everything. We're gonna throw some Team Hobby in there. We're gonna throw some Shadowy in there. We're gonna throw some, I don't know what we're gonna throw in there. I'm just gonna start throwing shit into the mix. And oh my, glory! God is good. That's all I gotta say. God is good. Flame is my night. I think we might be changing our night. Because it's the call log is definitely popping tonight. And one of my favorite people to talk to is on the line too. But we're gonna get to her in like after the mix. And you already know who I'm talking about, Flame. But yeah, we're gonna get into Queen T's request first. We're gonna get this Simply Candy Baby. We're gonna play this tonight joint. Then I'll probably throw some Shadow Weed. Then I'll throw some Team Army. And we're gonna rock it like that. Y'all rocking with the show. It's next to Blow. Let's go.
Yeah. what I do. Like to introduce myself. I am 6 deep, bitch. Rough, rugged, and raw, motherfucker. I'm going in. I rhyme, plainy as ever. You can't compare to my brainy endeavors. The craziest fella, that's why they pay me for lectures. My brain is wild. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being stuck in insane asylums on Satan's Island. My characteristics, cannibalistic. Soon as you standing in this pit, I can't stand your existence. The land of the misfits, Pontiac, straight off of the porch, nigga. I'm from the Yak, but to be exact, I'm a North nigga. More iller, more sicker, torch niggas, whore driller. The game impregnated these lanes, so I'll abort niggas. I could blow up Pontiac City from an Iraqi phone. Evil dick in my jeans, it could break up a happy home. That's it, give me a gat that's chrome, give me my fucking thong. Give me the bucks that's older, leave me the fuck alone. I don't give a fuck about these lame niggas. I gave game to the niggas that game y'all, so I indirectly raised niggas. Niggas. And the crowd goes wild. Oh yeah. And a raw bitch. Yeah. Well, I'm your Pontiac resident. Well, call me your nemesis. Niggas wanna treat me like a Yak Town immigrant. Ignorant, tripping on the broads that I kick it with. I ain't trying to hear all that shit, bitch. Kiss my dick again. Fuck who's spitting it. Flow's magnificent. Plus, I roll with niggas that's just as sick as this. Any blasphemy towards my faculty is not condoned. Throwing rocks at the throne, my nigga, that can get you gone. Lyrical Huey Newton. These niggas cocking burners, waving them around, but don't know who he's shooting. Miss me with your pollution. All of my soldiers moving. Rough, rugged, and raw. My nigga, proof is in the pudding. That's how I stay off. Most of this battle rap is like playoffs. Treat this rap game like Bernie, just how I made off. Stay off my dick, triple all my clicks. Stop saying you ill, motherfucker. That's my shit. The ill. And the crowd goes wild. Nickel, I am. Public service announcements for all you whack MCs. You know what I'm talking about? Laws in your area, nigga. Rough, rugged, and raw, bitch. 6D till I'm 60. YTB, how?
Tell that nigga, don't be asking you what the fuck his favorite candy is. That sounds gay as motherfucking cat.
Yeah, that was like, but what?
You already know what it is.
But y'all should already know. Y'all should already know.
Y'all already, yes,
I
think, I'm pretty sure everybody already knows how excited you get when you see that 763-807 pop up in that switchboard. What's up, Crush the Catalyst?
Yes,
this is Miss Chocolate.
Yes, love.
He was like, yo, you know I got two teeth, right?
What the fuck? It's my chocolate,
shit.
I need my chocolate.
Don't ask me that question ever again.
I'm hearing three voices tonight. I thought I heard Flame, right? And Fault,
yeah.
And Crush on Ryan?
Yeah, the Trinity was definitely in the building.
Okay, yo, Flame, I'm going to need to understand what's going on. You need to hire a private detective. You know, I am a security officer. I can do some PI shit for you so we can track a motherfucker down.
Wow, who got him tracking
that?
You the one who was
PI
talking
work.
Oh, that's Fault that need a PI work. Well, you can hire my services. I will help you find the missing baby mama so we can find your shorties. I don't play those games.
I hear that.
Fault, you better be listening. Yeah, what's up with you, Jack?
Chocolate is at work right now, securing the CVS pharmacy, making sure the badass little kids ain't trying to steal their merchandise. That's what the girl is on tonight.
Hello?
Y'all niggas got quiet. I said securing some shit. Y'all got quiet like I ain't understand what was going on.
I was listening to my sneaks by taking off running.
Y'all ain't got to run somewhere. Your girl is A1. Your girl is definitely A1.
We don't play them games. When we see badges, we just sprint. We don't care what it is. If we see a badge, we running. My shoes was already on. This show was about to get cut real quick. But yeah, that's what it is, though. Get that money. So what you got planned, Jot? What you got
praying
for Monday?
Y'all know I don't never give away my secrets before the show, so with that being said, y'all just got to tune in.
Oh, that's not fair. You can't give me...
I know it's not fair, but it wouldn't be Sex After Dark if I told you what we're talking about already. But, hey, your girl Chocolate got to get back to work. I got some Rugrats in my store right now. That's definitely causing some ruckus. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all make sure to call in on Monday. Y'all make sure to call in on Monday, and we gonna go from there.
All right. We'll definitely do that.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good show.
All right, thank you.
All right, now that I got my chocolate fix, it's about that time, Queen.
What's that?
It's that time in the show where shit get real. Feel me?
It's good.
What it is. Time for the headline. Good evening. I'm Chris the Catalyst, and these are your headlines. It's been a crazy motherfucking week. That's how we gonna start that. This has been a crazy motherfucking week. We have Battles Galore come out. We have crazy shit in there. But, let's just talk about the government shutdown. Let's just break it down like that. Okay. I don't know really how to describe, like, Blaine, can you break this down in dummy terms? Because I don't know how to break it down in dummy terms because I'm a dummy and I need it broken down in dummy terms.
I don't know how to break it down in dummy terms. Niggas ain't going to work. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of shit going on with it, man. Like, I don't know. The whole thing ain't even sitting right with me right now, to be honest with you. I don't like talking about it with you because you afraid of those type of topics.
Yeah.
and we ending this conversation right there. And you gonna say that word? Everybody knows me, and you know the word. I that make me stutter. Yeah, that word. Not talking about it. Damn that shit. Wait. Don't start that shit. I will. Green, don't start that shit. Stop. Damn it. Stop. Mama. Mama. Put your middle fingers up. Love my mama.
Oh, dude. Yo. Shout out to K-Hawk. That shit crazy. This nigga was like, yo, how many people out there love their mama? Mama, put your middle fingers up. Like, yo, for real? Your mama is a straight gangster, yo. That's
mama,
how you
go!
That's crazy.
K-Hawk and we're not going to talk about the government shutdowns, and he want to go to that point. Yeah, I'm ending that headline right there. Man. We're gonna get into this bad boy curse. We're gonna get into this bad boy curse, and we're gonna get into one of the biggest people that are suffering from the bad boy curse, which is G-Dep. Now, G-Dep just did an interview where he's talking about his conviction. If y'all don't know, G-Dep turned himself in for a murder that he did 17 years ago that he actually got away with. But he basically, is the guilt of the murder plagued him so much that, was it earlier last year? Was it earlier this year or last year?
I think it was last year.
Last year, that he turned himself in, and now he's facing 2 life sentences. And terms,
wow.
he basically said, he's happier in jail.
Wow.
Like, that's deep. Like, you got to think about it. He was living with that for 15 years. Like you got to think about those demons. Like, I don't know. That shit wild. And... but the so crazy part about it was the family of the victim, they basically told him to himself that he was stupid. Like, why did you do that? Like, basically they looking at, like, why did you do that? You actually got away with it. I mean, why would you do this now? We already mourned and got over it. Now we got to live with this again. So, shit real.
Man, I would never want to sign a bad boy.
Huh?
So I would never want to sign a bad boy. This shit is just that tough where you'd rather just bring up some skeletons out of your closet for 15 years and put yourself in jail. You said 2 life sentences?
Yeah.
You know what you said?
Like, yeah, I believe it's 2 life.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, that bad boy curse is real. Like you got to think about everybody who has been on bad boy. They've been fucked up in some tight way. G-Dep. In jail for the rest of his life. Big. Dead. Cherry Dennis. Her career is just, like, all fucked up. And... like, I think she had, like, a substance abuse problem. So did Black Rob. Well, I know some more. Craig Mack is in a cult. That shit real.
Yeah. Not too many people made it out of that camp. Normal. That's crazy. I don't know what it is, man. But, you know, just be living with those type of demons, you know, that Dutt had, that G Dep had, man, like, that shit would eat your soul, you know what I mean, for 15 years?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes somebody a life, man. I don't give a fuck what you're doing, how successful you are and all that. Like, you go to sleep at night, that's the face you're seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see that man's face.
Yeah, you can't escape that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he might have just reached a point where he's just, you know, he trying to...
Couldn't take it no more.
Like, right. Yeah. So I can't judge him.
But I can't either. I mean, that's real. Like, you get, like, when it broke down, when I heard it, I was like, yo, he's stupid for that. But when it broke down, his reasoning, I was like, okay, it makes sense. Like, when you actually listen or watch the interview, you're like, okay, it makes sense. Because he was really, like, going through it. Like, his wife saw it, all his friends saw it, like, his kids. Like, the part that broke, like, kind of, like, it was a part in the interview that kind of broke my heart. It was, like, his son was, like, 7. And he told his mom that he don't commit a crime, so he can be in jail with daddy. That kind of hurt. That hurt me. Right? So you got to think about, like, damn. Now he got to think about that. Damn, this is hurting my kids. And he got, like, twins. He got twin boys. But all prayers go out to G-Dep and his family. All prayers go out to the victims of the family. And those like that. But let's get into a lighter note because, yeah, this is kind of depressing. And I ain't trying to be depressed. So, Blaine.
What up?
You know what the bell means.
Shit.
You know what the bell means. It's time for
shit.
Battle rap talk, baby. It's time for battle rap talk. Yes. Of course, y'all know me and Flynn was in New York this past weekend for representing and everything shadowy at the Queen of the Ring Do or Die event. Shout out to Bass, shout out to Vague, shout out to Debo, shout out to the whole Queen of the Ring movement and everything. The movement's real. Shout out to our homegirl, Bonnie Godiva. She shows us so much support on this show. We play her music all the time on the show. Yeah. It was definitely a great. It was just a great event. Like, well, first of all, before we get into that, I want to do a special shout out to our listener and everything. Shout out to Anna and everything. She's listening. Shout out to you for first time listening to the show. Appreciate it, baby girl. So, now, how you want to start? We want to start on the list of the battles, right?
Yeah, we could do that.
In order? Okay.
Yeah.
The first matchup we had official repping New Orleans and everything, and we had Lex Benko representing, she's from North. She's from North, right, Flynn?
Yeah.
Representing North New Jersey. Now, this battle, I thought it was going to be very close because both of these girls are very bar heavy. Like, they're punchers. Official punched her head off. Official punched Bengals head off. Because it was just, like, whew. Official's really going to be a problem. Like, I'm definitely to a point, like, I don't know who's really going to be able to hit with her. Like, on some real shit, like, who can really hit with Official? I mean,
I don't know. I like to see her up against a couple people. Probably like three people I like to see against. I like to see her up against Jazz.
Okay.
I like to spear up against Gaddis and probably Bonnie. Bonnie or 40?
Yeah. But I don't know about Jazz. Like the whole Jazz. Matter of fact, Jazz will probably be a good match because she.
Jazz would definitely be a good match.
Fish is a puncher, and Jazz is like that metaphor kick. So, like, that would be like a cool, like, different style, but balanced out. I think that would be a very good match. Her and Bonnie would definitely be a great match. But as you can see, she has two people on her radar already, which is C3 and Misfit, which she called out both of them, and C3 was at the event and called her out. So apparently Debo is setting that up for their December event. Now, what you thinking on that?
That's going to be tough. C3 go in, yo. C3
going
to
win. You think
C3 going to win? And I ain't say she going to win. I said she go in.
Oh. Yeah, that's definitely, I like that match.
I think that might be the matchup we was expecting with Lex.
Yeah, I think that would be
good. You know what I'm saying? Because we was expecting Lex to come a little harder than what she was, you know what I'm saying? But I think.
She put on a classic with Bonnie. Like, she put on a classic with Bonnie. Like, that's probably one of the most debatable battles that I've seen in Queen of the Ring. Because every time I watch it, like, and I watch Lex versus Bonnie a couple times, and every time I look at it, I was like, well, Lex was hitting there, but Bonnie was hitting there, but Lex, yeah, like, it was like, the most debatable battle. So, I definitely want to see this official in C3. That's definitely going to be official.
I think official definitely got Lex. I think it's probably going to be a little closer on Cam. But I think she definitely got her either way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lex might have got that third round.
So what's your card on it?
3-0? 3-0, possibly 2-1.
I'm saying 3-0 body. I gotta say a 3-0 body bag. Fisher wins.
Because Lex definitely she definitely hit her hard with that third round, though. With the measuring tape and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That shit was tough. I don't know, but she was. Official was still just punching her lights out. Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this. You say 2-1, I say 3-0 body bag. That's how we're going to do it. Next match on the card. Star Smiles versus Looney Devon.
Oh, wow.
You want to go first?
Looney lost. I mean, ain't nothing you can say about it. She lost. I don't even know how she even still get the book.
Damn, you just gonna hit it like Looney lost. Like, damn, that was fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, and the crazy part is she be beating herself every battle. She choked every battle. It's like her brain moved too fast for her mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Then she gets that rambling.
And then you're talking about dumb shit.
Like,
just random shit. She's like a female disaster.
Yup. Definitely a female disaster.
No pun intended.
Yeah, she is a disaster.
No, but what was you saying? What was you saying the other day?
About her?
Yeah, what were you saying yesterday about her career?
I don't remember what I said.
Oh, you don't want to be an asshole right now?
I don't remember. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. She did. She didn't need to go do porn. I think that'd be a much wiser business move for her. Go ahead and do porn. If you're going to keep choking every time you get on camera, you might as well make some use out of it. Right or wrong? She got the assets for it.
Yeah, she do.
She got the assets for it. So, her and Jerm Free might as well go ahead and team up.
And rock out. So, but you know what? Shout out to Star Smiles because she was one of those girls I've been like, I used to think, why the fuck is she battling? But, yo, she's definitely stepping her game up, and I definitely respect that. She is definitely stepping her shit up. That's the Star Smiles. She clearly won that. Star Smiles 3-0 body bag. Right? You with that, Flame?
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. All right, next match on the card. This was one of the main events. Reppin' Direct. Chicago, if y'all don't know. Yeah. Young Daddy. And representing New York. Dana Ashley. Man. This was definitely bars in this battle. I definitely like Shayna in this battle. I really fucked with Shayna in this battle. Like Shayna impressed the fuck out of me in this battle. My card, like, okay. I'm trying to remember the round that second round. Is highly debatable. The second round to me was highly debatable. Gaddis, I believe, won the first round. Shayna, I say, won the third round. When it breaks down, I'm going to have to see the footage to determine that second round, that to call a winner.
Mm.
What's your take, Flynn?
I was giving Gaddis the first two. I fuck with Gaddis, yo. Like, she grew on me real quick.
I fuck with Gaddis, too.
Like, she grew on me real quick. Like, I don't know something about her. Like, you can't not like her. You know what I'm saying?
It's her presence. Like, we were saying that after the battle. It's her presence. She just inculcates you. Like, that's, like, her stage presence, her charisma is just alluring to like, it's just great entertainment to watch.
Yeah. So I gave it 2-1 Gaddis.
2-1 Gaddis. I gotta wait for the footage and everything. So that's how we're gonna do it right there. Now in the last matchup on the card, we have representing Boston, 40 bars, and representing Yonkers, New York, Bonnie Godiva. This was a match. It'll be a match. I can't call it. That's the third round. The third round, I got to get Bonnie. But the first two, I have no clue.
I don't know.
The first two rounds, I was like, oh, my God. Why are y'all punching each other like this? Stop it!
I don't know. It might be one of those things I got to wait for the footage to come out. I know at that time, I was thinking it was highly debatable. Because I ain't going to front, like, 40 came out swinging. The whole fucking
yo,
night.
I was like, oh my God.
She came out swinging the whole fucking night. And Bonnie, she was definitely snapping. So I don't know, man.
Bonnie had her bobbing weave and she was swinging back too. Like that shit was a boxing match.
She did a few
rebuttals. It was Dojay was in the ring. That shit was crazy. That shit was so crazy.
Yeah, she shout out to Bonnie because she had a few rebuttals. Like she's stepping her freestyle game up. You know what I'm saying? She had the rebuttals and shit. Like, I was impressed with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she getting in her comfort zone with that now. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a good look. So, I don't know, man. I think that's going to be a classic. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was as good as the Bonnie and Gaddis joint was. But I definitely think it's going to be highly debatable.
It's close. I think it's going to be close to that. Like, those numbers is going to be definitely close.
Yeah, because, you know, shout out to the Elias group, man, because a lot of them, it's like split down the middle. Half of them saying 40 bodied her. The other half is saying that Bonnie bodied her. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It depends on what you like. They both was giving me what I like. You know what I'm saying? So, it's hard for me to call it.
They both left fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
They both left knowing that they was in a fight.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. When you step in the ring, you're supposed to know. Somebody getting fucked up here. It's either going to be you, it's going to be me, or it's going to be both of us. Somebody leaving here fucked up. Period.
and you know what? Like, I definitely give a lot of credit to Bonnie, too, because there was a lot of motherfucking haters in that building, yo.
It was a lot of haters in that building.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to heckle her and shit while she was doing her rounds. You know what I'm saying? And
you were on the far end of the arena. I was right on the ropes. So I was hearing like everything and I'm like just watching like wow. I'm really hating like damn. Let that girl live. And I was it was just like wow, let her live.
Yeah, I was right there where a lot of them was at. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say no names of who it was, but a lot of these female battlers,
yeah,
they in their little bags, you know what I'm saying? Like you could definitely see they got some resentment towards her.
Yeah.
Like her and Jazz is like the most hated, you know what I mean? Like that's crazy.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely
the most hated. And I think Gaddis is gonna be right there with them. Cause they weren't trying to show her no love either.
You think Gaddis going to be, like, really start stepping in the queen of the ring?
Oh, she already said it.
Oh, so she is?
Yeah, she got an interview on Vlad. She already said it.
Right.
And she rocking with the brand. So.
That's what's up. So, we definitely going to make these trips and everything. And should I tell them what we about to do, or should I wait until we start pulling it off to all the new things that we're about to start doing with the show? Should I let the people know yet, or keep it under wraps?
Keep it under wraps. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep it under wraps.
So everything is solidified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but trust and believe. I got the package, though.
Yeah. Pause, dog. Pause.
Pause.
Yeah, I think I got the text papers. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Oh, okay.
You know, package mean a whole different thing.
I thought that was going to be a safe one because I was thinking in my head, I thought that was going to be the safe word, but
the first thing that popped in my head was R. Kelly trapped in the closet. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Damn.
He saw about he got the package. But nigga, what? Yo, what you thinking about this UW situation?
Are we going? That's what I
want to
know about the situation. Are we going?
They're right.
Do you want to break that or should I? You want to break that news or should I?
Go ahead.
All right. Anybody knows battle rap culture. Next, on the UW Ultimate Warrior card will be the legend known as Loaded Lux. Lux is hitting battling. Who he battling? I have no clue. It's a lot of names that's been tossed up. Daylight's been tossed up. Arsenal's been tossed up. They also said it might be actually Hollow. Like, I heard it might be actually they bring Hollow to do it. So they were going to get that Summer Madness battle. That's supposed to Summer Madness battle.
I don't know. I still think it's going to be Arse.
You think it's thing? I mean, I think it'd be Arse too. Like Arse sounds the most realistic because it is his league. But take Lux? You really think Arse can take Lux? Like, I don't know. Arse would do that. I don't think Arsenal would do that to himself. He knows. I'm sure he knows he can rock with Lux.
I just like that attention.
There's nobody that can rock with Lux. There's nobody that can really battle Lux.
I think Daylight has a good chance.
Yeah, you gotta explain that theory to me one more time. Explain that theory.
If you take Daylight, like the Daylight that was against Shoddy Horror, the Daylight that was against Ladize, and I think he battled Rich Dallas. Like, those Daylights, when he was just going in with bars, like his wordplay, the type of shit that he be speaking on, is just on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to sit there, analyze, and break down those bars. That type of shit, I think, would be able to have a chance to match with Lux, because Lux has that same type of wordplay. And, you know what I mean, no metaphors and shit like that. That would be a fucking all-out bar fest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that Daylight, but it's just hard to, like, put anybody against Lux. Just the way Lux's mind work, it's really hard to put somebody against him.
Yeah, but Daylight ain't too far from that. You know what I'm saying? Besides all the crazy shit, Daylight is on some other shit, man. People just choose to talk about the bullshit. Nah.
I'm gonna definitely look at those battles tonight, and like I'm gonna definitely do my research. Like I'm gonna look at those battles from Daylight. And I'm gonna look at some art. I'm gonna look at some Lux battles and everything, and I'm gonna definitely do my homework on that.
Yeah, like, I think it would be a more interesting battle than Hollow. Like, I don't even think Hollow is that good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Hollow will die against Lux. Hollow don't got the crap. Like, I don't think Hollow has the craft work for Luck.
It'd be an interesting one against Arsenal. It'd be entertaining. As Arsenal don't rap for 20 minutes around.
Oh, my God.
Because if he go against Arsenal, he's going to be forced to, well, I guess not, but I can't picture him going the same route even against Calico. So I would imagine that he would go back to, like, his street shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Ain't no telling what the Russian Lux will take. But either way, we're going to be up in there. Yo, you know who you need to check out? I don't know if you've seen it yet. The new JC battle against the Bulls, Seif. You see that joint?
Nah, pass me the link. Nah, I didn't see it. Pass me the link.
All right, yo, JC murdered this nigga. Murdered. Like, he reminded me of a young Lux. Like, he just in a whole different zone right now.
Yo, didn't JC do Summer Madness?
Nah. He was supposed to.
That was one of the battles that didn't happen?
Yeah, him and John John.
Okay. That was one of the battles that was they were supposed to do, but math. Fucked it all up. Yeah. But let's get into these. Let's get into these Summer Men. Let's get into Summer Madness, and we're going to get into the UW. I mean, we're going to get into Summer Madness and King of the Dot. Now, King of the Dot dropped. Yo, this was beautiful, though. Like, King of the Dot dropped. Charlie Clips versus Hollahan. Hollahan, reverend from Nova Scotia, and Charlie Clips, reverend from Harlem, New York, and everything. And we got, off of the Summer Madness card, we got Calico representing Detroit, Michigan, and T-Rex representing Harlem, New York. Which one you want to start off with? King of the Dot or Smack?
King of the Dot.
Okay. King of the Dot. Charlie Clips versus Ali. What you saying?
Clips. Hurry up.
Body bag?
Cremation.
Damn.
Yeah.
You said cremation?
Cremation.
Yeah. Yeah, he like Charlie. Yo. Yo, Charlie, yo. He said something in this battle that involves conversation. He said I'm arguably 3-0. I mean, I'm arguably 8-0. Do you believe that?
Nope.
Who do you think you lost to?
Magic.
Still saying that Magic battle.
Huh?
You is really still saying that Magic battle.
Yep.
I don't think you lost that. I really don't think you lost that.
He lost to that shit, dog. I ain't the only one saying that, so I don't feel bad for saying it.
Well, he definitely won this one. And third round. Yeah.
I think he might have had one of the best first rounds in a long time from anybody. They were sitting there pumping up Hitman's first round against Khan. I think Clips had a better first round than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely can say that. Because Hitman's versus Khan was crazy, but Charlie definitely went in. I don't know who said Charlie battle next. Who's a good match for Charlie?
I think he's battling JC next.
Oh yeah, on
that Battle of the Bay?
Guerrilla Warfare card. On the Guerrilla Warfare card.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
That's only a one rounder, I think, though.
Why are they gonna do a one rounder? Why?
Probably all they can afford. I think they said all the main events on that card is gonna be one rounders.
Anyway, so you gonna say Charlie 3-0 cremation? Alright, last battle, the review of the night, Calico versus T-Rex. You want to start off, Lane, or should I?
You can start off.
Calico is definitely one of my favorites. But I think he dropped the ball. I really think he dropped the ball. Like, he didn't come the way he didn't perform the way he usually do. Like, when you think about his showings with Arsenal, his showings with Shine, and so on and so forth. Like, he didn't show up. Like, I think he's still hurting from Lux. Like, because don't get me wrong, his first round, oh my God, he snapped. I was like, oh my God, Calico is back. Calico is back, ladies and gentlemen. Lux told him to get that work, and he got that work. Shit, he back. But the second round, I was like, okay, maybe he's not back. And then the third round, I was like, no, he's not back. He's definitely
back. Oh, no.
I think those old, like, those,
you
like, all them, like, he was, like, this is how it is. Like, you fighting in the ring. You just came from a bad loss. But you back in the ring. Everybody's counting you out. So you go in there, come in there swinging. As soon as the bell ring, ding, you come in and swing. Boom, 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 boom. But as long as the fight go, those old wounds start to open up. I think that's what happened. Like, those old wounds started. And it was bad because it was another Harlem nigga. That was the crazy part. It was another Harlem nigga.
Oh no. What you getting, the 2-1 Rex?
Yeah, 2-1 Rex.
Yeah, I definitely don't even count Calico third verse. That's his third round.
Actually, what did he say?
I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. He kept saying, he said, what y'all, like, real shit? Like, you just mumbling, like, the whole round.
Yeah.
Just miscellaneous shit. Like, that shit go in the garbage bin with Hitman and Khan third rounds. Like, that shit was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Like, his first round, classic. He killed him. His second round, he started off spazzing. He was still snapping it, but he had the Arsenal syndrome where he just didn't know when to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was going too fucking long and it killed his whole round. Like, niggas
Stop!
He wasn't saying shit. Like, niggas just stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he didn't. And that's what lost the round for him, for me. You know what I mean? So I give it the Rex 2-1. I think Rex got the second and third. And Rex snapped on the first, too.
Rex did snap, like that was a rare Rex. Like, that's definitely a rare Rex. Like, I haven't seen Rex snap like that since the old days.
You can tell Rex is having fun with that battle.
Like,
So you can tell Rex is having fun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was
like,
usually he wrote disrespectful while the other person, you know what I mean, rapping the shit. But this time he was, if a Calico said some hot shit, like Rex showed that, you know what I mean, he fucked with whatever he said. Like, you'll never see that type of shit from Rex.
Yeah.
That was different.
So, yeah. I get 2-1 Rex. All right, all right, all right. You know that was Battle Talk and everything. Oh, matter of fact, we almost forgot one thing, though.
What's that?
The upcoming King of the Dot card. One match has been confirmed. Ed Ice versus Daylight.
That's going to be crazy.
See, I can't really call that match because I don't know what Daylight's going to show up. Like, you really can't call Daylight matches ahead of time because you don't know which Daylight going to show up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can. I don't know, man. Ice is another animal. Like, I really can't see him being nice.
But you can see him being a contender against Lux.
But you also got to think, Ice is the one that brought Lux up.
Oh, yeah.
Lux got ass of the shit because of Ice. You know what I mean?
True.
Lux the young boy to Ice. You know what I'm saying? So that's what niggas be forgetting. Ice just don't be out on the front line like Lux do. You know what I'm saying? So Ice is an animal too.
Yeah.
that's an animal right there, man. It's just his confidence and the way he carried himself in that ring, like he moved like he just can't be touched. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at that past day battle he had, like, that shit, his confidence in that drone is on another level.
Definitely.
So if you step in the ring with that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And even like when he stepped in the ring with Swave, like, his confidence is just like in a whole other zone, man. Like nothing you say could to penetrate, like, so I don't know. What the fuck can they, like, say?
Yeah.
But I think they named a whole bunch of battles for that card, though.
What else they say about on the card?
I can't remember offhand, but I think they got at least, like, six. They got, like, six, but all of them, you know what I'm saying, all of them seem pretty decent. I know they got Clips on there, and I think they got Chilla Jones on there. DNA is battling somebody. It's a nice looking card, though.
Who else do you think out of SMAC, the URL roster that can go to King of the Dot?
Who off of SMAC can go to King of the Dot?
Yeah.
Any of them, really. I could see Hitman going there.
You can?
I can see it. Yeah, I can see Hitman doing some shit there. They like that attention, too.
See.
You know what I mean?
I can see Conceited going. I like that they putting Chilla in there. Chilla, like, I definitely can see Chilla going King of Dot because I think his schemes will do better in King of Dot. I think he can definitely get a title shot. If he went to the King of Dot, I can definitely see Chilla getting a title shot. Cause, like, the way he frames his bars are definitely like something that King of the Dot would love. Like, your route is more fast paced, so you gotta like hit. So basically, Chilla's nigga crowd ain't gonna really wanna sit back and think that much. But the King of the Dot audience will. Feel me?
Mm-hmm. I just see JC going there.
JC's definitely.
Snap the King of the Dot.
Didn't he have a world domination battle?
I don't know, did he?
I believe he did have a world domination battle.
The world domination one that we just had?
Yeah. I believe he
actually
had a world domination for him.
Yeah, I think he is on that card. You worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I think that was a good moving, yo.
I can't see. Now, I was about to say Tay Rock, but
did K-Shine go there yet?
Nah, Shiny. Nobody in Dot Mob has been the King of the Dot, except Daylight.
I just see K-Shine doing it. He branches out a lot.
But King of
the
Dot, though?
I just see K-Shine doing it. Yeah. I mean, he did some grind time shit, didn't he?
When?
When that grind time, or he might already did King of the Dot. Yeah, he did King of the Dot already.
Well,
he battled the same card.
He battled the same joint that Cannon was on. Yeah, he battled Pass at King of the Dot.
Yeah. Let's take a look at your pass, words.
Yeah, word. K-Shine definitely. That was a great battle too. That was definitely a great battle. So, yeah. Lux can go into any ring he wants. Sway
like
can go to any ring
fly.
He wants.
I like to see Lux go out don't flop.
Against who?
I don't know. Shoddy Horror or somebody.
Yeah. Yo, that would be tough. I like that battle. Shoddy Horror versus Loaded Lux. I like that battle. Shoddy Horror is a problem. I want to see him in more battles. I definitely want to see him in more battles.
No, I got a question. Who you think from King of the Dot can go to Smack? I like
Sharone.
To see Pat Stain on there.
Pat Stain, Sharone.
Mm. Shout out to
Sharone.
He got Sharone.
Yo, that's so disrespectful. They played the fuck out of that boy. He deserved, like, yo, he definitely deserved that. Like, he definitely deserved to be in the ciphers.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
They gave this dude $5,000 and a whole bunch of gift cards from Taco Bell and shit. But the fucked up part about that, he can't use the gift cards in Canada.
So yo, that's fucked up. Oh shit!
That's crazy.
Damn. I didn't even read that part. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he said that he took his family out to dinner and shit. And he couldn't even use the fucking gift cards. Like, that's crazy. But I also got to thinking, they jerked Ill Will, too.
What, he was supposed to be in the Cypher, too?
Yeah, he went to the USF joint. He didn't get put on there
either. They're not going to do, like, a URL type shit? Like, a URL
nah.
Cypher?
Nope.
That's whack. See?
That's real whack, because they got the fucking Real Husbands of Hollywood doing this fucking cypher. Nobody wants to see that shit.
What?
Yeah. They already got a snippet of Kevin Hart doing his little round, his little verse and shit.
See, man, they fuck. They. See? they fucking shit up again. Like, these people know how to fuck shit up. They really do.
But they got Slaughterhouse on there again. Well, that was dope.
Okay.
They got G-Unit on there.
What the fuck is G-Unit?
Shit, Banks. They got a lot of motherfuckers on there, but just to see them on there, that's going to be interesting.
Is it G-Unit Reunion?
I guess. They got everybody up in there.
Because the last time I checked, 50 let everybody go.
Yeah, but they all on the cipher. So, I don't know. I know you seen that John Kendrick did.
Nah.
The little snippet of Kendrick's verse for Cypher.
No, I haven't watched TV.
I see it on TV. It's all over the internet. I don't watch TV. But, hey, he was throwing some heavy shots. They tried to say he was going at Drake, but I think he was going at Papoose. So, I don't know. I only showed about 15 seconds of it.
I don't think he's ready for Papoose.
Shit, you hear them? Man, Pap spit that bullshit at Kendrick, man. He spit that old bullshit. Talking about anytime somebody say the word booty and he in a fucking verse, you should have never known the word. Like, I don't want you nothing else the fuck you talking about. Like, nigga, you rap he. Nigga, you vote he. Like, I don't want to hear nothing else you fucking saying.
Damn.
That shit for the birds, yo.
Okay, never mind. You know what? It's about that time.
Yeah, it's definitely that time.
Yeah, because I need to go to sleep. I'm sleeping till tomorrow. Afternoon. Probably I'm going to wake up an hour before we gotta go to the show. That's how I feel. I'm fucking tired. Cause last night I had one of those nights where I can't think. Did I go to sleep or I just laid in bed with my eyes closed? So yeah, today was one of them. And it was hot. Like, how does it feel fucking hot? It's October. Why?
Because the government shut down, so all the motherfuckers that control the weather can't go to work.
Anyway, let the people know who you are, Flame. Let the people know where to find you and all that.
Yeah, y'all know O'Flame, the real O'Flame. Catch me on Twitter at the real O'Flame, YouTube.com/O'Flame, ReverbNation.com/O'Flame, Shadow E Media on Instagram, the real O'Flame on Instagram. Shadow E Media on YouTube, Shadow E TV on YouTube, man. Just Google Shadow E Media, Shadow E TV, The Real O'Flame. You'll find a way to get in contact with me. Hit us up on Twitter, the show NTB. You know what I'm saying? We always go on there giving y'all the scoop on the industry and all that shit. You know what I mean? We in there.
And y'all know with me. Y'all know who it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Cushy Cavaliers. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware. Come on, rock on the show. It's next to blow. Lego. And y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. Y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Instagram, SoundCloud, MySpace, Black Planet, Ubu, and Skype. Only females think you about that life. That's CRUSHCACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. And it's time, Fleen. It's time.
It's time.
Time to shoot the fucking video.
Play a song, nigga.
You know I'm going to keep saying that every week until we shoot this fucking video. You know I'm going to.
And I'm going to keep saying, play the song, nigga.
You know we need to shoot this video. The people want the video. I want the video.
Drunk.
You want the video. The world wants the video. It's time for the video. I mean.
Play the song, nigga. Play the song.
Press the catalyst. Featuring O Flame. It's on. Buck Sprint. Yeah, Crest the Catalyst featuring O Flame. It's time. Let's go.
Twitter blast, and since Nick's a blow, I've been showing my ass, and now we back on deck, beheading the so-called best, CW, Shadow, we start signing our